questions. They can send their questions to this following email address: qa@qssc.org. So I repeat, the brothers and the sisters who are following this program online, they can send their questions related to the prayer, please. It's preferable, and if you would like to have a good chance that your question be answered, please send your question to QA, that's just those two letters, QA@QSSC.org. جزاكم الله خيرا. I have in front of me a few questions. Okay. Okay. في سؤال هنا يقول, what is the meaning of the قرنين of شيطان? Does he have horns like bulls and goats? يقول السؤال, ماذا تعنون بقرنين قرني الشيطان? هل له قرنين مثل يعني الثيران وال
الشيطان لعنه الله.
الشيطان, may the curse of Allah be with him.
إذا طلعت الشمس,
when the sun rises,
وإذا غلبت,
and when it sets,
يسجد لها من يعبدها.
The people who worship the sun, worship the sun, prostrate to the sun during those two times.
فهناك أناس يعبدون الشمس.
There are people who worship the sun.
هناك أناس يعبدون القمر.
There are people who worship the moon.
هناك أناس يعبدون البقر.
There are people who worship cows and etc. etc.
فالشيطان لعنه الله.
So Shaitan made the curse of Allah.
إذا طلعت الشمس أو غربت.
When the sun is rising or setting.
التف حول الشمس.
He sits in front of the sun.
حتى يكون الذي يصلي للشمس.
So that the people who are worshiping the sun would be worshiping him.
No.
That is what it meant. يقول السؤال, we heard that your masjid has rows whose length are 1 kilometer. Is this correct? يقول السائل, سمعنا أن في مسجدكم الصفوف مثلا الصف الواحد قد يبلغ كيلومتر, فهل هذا صحيح؟
رواية منقطعة.
This version is interrupted, the Sheikh said. So it's not true. The question says, this question is not related to the topic, but anyway, it says, what is the advice to those men who do not lower their gaze while shopping? These men say, we need to see where we're going. And when their wives remind them, they say, this is between me and Allah. تقول السائلة, ما هي نصيحتكم للرجال الذين لا يغضون من أبصارهم, يعني عند التصفيل في الأسواق, ويقولون نحن نحتاج أن ننظر إلى المكان الذي نريد نذهب إليه, وعندما تذكرهم أزواجهم يقولون أنه يعني هذا بيننا وبين الله.
يعني طبعا السؤال من امرأة,
يعني it's obvious that the question is from a woman.
تسأل عن الرجال الذين لا يغضون أبصارهم.
She is asking about the men who do not lower their gaze.
تقول أن الزوجة تكون مع زوجها في السوق.
She is saying that she is with her husband in the market.
تنصحه أن يغض بصره.
And she advises him to lower his gaze.
فيقول لها, الله أعلم بما في قلبي.
And he tells her, Allah knows what's in my heart.
طبعا قبل أن ننصح الزوج, ننصح الزوجة.
So before we advise the husband, let's advise the wife.
ألا يكون الداعي لها لذلك.
So that what is not pushing her to say this.
الغيرة الشديدة.
The jealousy, extreme jealousy.
فإن الغيرة الشديدة من المرأة على زوجها.
Because extreme jealousy.
قد تفسد علاقتها الزوجية.
Could damage her marital relationship with her husband.
هذا أولا.
The first.
أما الرجال.
As for the men.
فنذكرهم بقول الله تعالى.
We remind them of the saying of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
قل المؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم.
Say, O Muhammad, to the believers to lower their gazes.
ويحفظوا فروجهم.
And to protect their chastity.
ذلك أزكى لهم.
This is purest for them.
والله تبارك وتعالى قال
أن الله سبحانه وتعالى said
يعلم خائنة الأعين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what the eyes hide
وما تخفي الصدور
and what the hearts hide.
فربما يكون الرجل مع امرأته
it's possible that a man is with his wife
في السوق
in the market
ويعرف غيرتها
and he knows his jealousy
فيتكلف أمامها
and he يعني pretends in front of her
أن يغض من بصره
that he is lowering his gaze
ثم هو يسرق النظرة من ورائها
but at the same time he is looking
فالله رقيب عليه
so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overwatching
يعلم خائنة الأعين
he knows what the eyes do
ولكن نظر الفجأة
however the sudden look
قد عفى الله لنا عنه
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven it
كما في الحديث أنه سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
as in the hadith where رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked
عن نظر الفجأة
about the sudden look
فقال اصرف بصرك
he said lower your gaze
وقال يا علي
and he said oh علي
لا تتبع النظرة النظرة
don't follow up a look with another look
فإن لك الأولى
because the first one is for you
وعليك الثانية
and the second one is against you
فنظر الفجأة
so the sudden look
أنا خارج من المسجد
I am coming out of the masjid
فجأة وقعت عيني على امرأة
and suddenly I looked at a woman
وجب علي فورا
it is incumbent on me immediately
أصرف بصري ذات اليمين أو ذات الشمال
to turn my side away to the left or to the right
نظر متعمدا
if I look again voluntarily
أثم بذلك
then it is a sin I advise the brothers and the sisters who are present or the ones who are sending questions through the internet to inshallah to make their questions related to the topic of prayer inshallah it is better which one is better praise Allah this time alone or go to the masjid where those people especially also هذا سؤال مهم the question says which one is better praying performing a prayer on time at home or to go to the masjid where people delay the prayer especially the Asr and the Fajr prayers يقول السؤال ما الأفضل أن أصلي منفردا في بيتي عندما يدخل الوقت أم أن أصلي في مسجد يؤخرون الصلاة عن وقتها خصوصا صلاتي الفجر والعصر
لا صلاتك في المسجد في الجماعة
praying performing your prayer in congregation in the masjid is better
وإن أخروا
even if they even if it's performed late
الإقامة
even if it's established late
لأن شهود الجماعة واجب
because attending صلاة الجماعة in a congregation is obligatory the comment about the lesser kufr or the minor kufr could you elaborate using the proof from the Quran and the hadith يقول السؤال بخصوص الكفر الأصغر هل يمكن أن توضحون ذلك من الكتاب والسنة
ذكرنا ذلك أثناء الشرح
we have mentioned this during the explanation
قلنا
we said
قد يطلق الشارع
that Allah could
لفظ الكفر
use the term
على بعض الأعمال
disbelieve for certain actions
تحذيرا منها
to warn people against them
وترهيبا من فعلها
and to warn them against them
ولا يريد خروج من الإسلام
and this does not mean that the person is out of the realm of Islam
وذكرنا مثلا
and we gave an example
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام
he صلى الله عليه وسلم said
سباب المسلم فسوق
insulting a believer is disobedience
وقتال كفر
and killing him is a disbelief
فهذا لفظ كفر
so this is كفر this term is كفر
ماذا تقول في مسلم قاتل مسلما
what do you say about a Muslim who fights a Muslim
هل كفر وخرج من الإسلام
is he a disbeliever out of the realm of Islam
لم يقل أحد ذلك
no one says that
لأن الله تعالى قال في كتابه
because Allah said in his book
وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا
and if two groups of the And if two groups of believers fight one another.
فسمهم مؤمنين مع الاقتتال.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them believers although they are fighting one another.
فدلت هذه التسمية.
So this means
على أن الكفر في الحديث
that the disbelief in the hadith
ليس الكفر المخرج من الملة
is not the disbelief that gets one out of the realm of Islam.
ولذلك قال العلماء
that is why the scholars said
في قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام
about his saying صلى الله عليه وسلم
لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا
do not become disbelievers after me
يضرب بعضكم نقابا
striking each other's necks
قال العلماء
the scholars said
لا يقتل بعضكم بعضا
do not kill one another
كما يقتلكم الكفار
as the disbelievers kill you
فكيف يقتل المؤمن أخاه
so how can a believer kill his believing brother
والله أعلم
and Allah knows best please can you clarify the bardain in the hadith يقول السؤال ما معنى البردين في الحديث
البردين صلاة الصبح وصلاة العصر
the bardain in the hadith means the صبح and the عصر prayer
سمي بذلك
they are called so
لأنهما يكونان في وقت البرد
because they are performed at the time of coldness
حتى في الصيف
even in the summer
حين تشتد الحرارة
when it is extremely hot
الصبح معروف في حتى في الحر مش برد الصيف
it is known that the صبح or the فجر prayer even in the summer is not hot
والعصر في الصيف
and عصر in the summer time
يكون الجو قد برد
the temperature becomes less hot
وانكسرت الحرارة عن الظهر
and the it becomes less hot than during the time of ظهر inshallah we're going to end with this question to prepare for Salat al-Maghrib inshallah the Sheikh will come back tonight after the Maghrib prayer and continue until after the Isha prayer so even after we pray Isha the Sheikh will still be here until 9 o'clock and I would like to remind everybody inshallah that the Sheikh is explaining his book that he authored himself the concise fiqh that you see being sold back there and he will be explaining it for these 3 days today, tomorrow and the day after tomorrow every day from 3 to 9 o'clock so inshallah we're going to stop for Salatul Maghrib also I have an announcement that the brothers they have